Escape from Jurassic Park. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. As the BBC put it,
the golden couple have decided they're quitting.
Yes, the time when everybody must have a brand, Harry and Meghan are unbranding themselves.
Harry couldn't bear the cameras. Meghan said she didn't want to be a voiceless figurehead, but whenever she spoke up, she got criticized for it.
Particularly in the London Daily Mail, which even questioned why she tended to rest her hand on her baby bump while she was pregnant. Well, now the Daily Mail's clickbait is leaving the country, which must be like losing your opioid supplier. The royal couple are escaping the fairy tale to earn their own way. Good for them. By the way, did you see where they'd been living in England? Near Windsor Castle, the Jurassic Park of British royalty, in a 200-year-old mansion called Frogmore Cottage, named for all the bloody frogs croaking on the property. Probably all of them spellbound princes waiting to be kissed. But now, Harry and Meghan will do what so many American celebrities have only threatened to do, flee to Canada, possibly Victoria, British Columbia, where they can enjoy afternoon high tea and still be about as far away from the Daily Mail as you can get without leaving the empire. But if all this prevents even one little girl from fantasizing about being a princess, anyone with a daughter will be forever in their debt. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.